Yesterday, I had an opportunity to visit with the all-women salsa band Las Guaracheras in studio. They're performing tonight on the campus of SOU at the Music Recital Hall at 7 p.m. Doors open to the public at 6 p.m. Enjoy. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange. I'm Mike Green. The band is called Las Guaracheras. It's an all-women salsa band from Cali, Colombia with Afro-Latin vocals. The band performed in Sisters, Oregon on its debut tour in the United States. They will also perform during a workshop hosted by Southern Oregon University. The entire band is here, but not all speak English. Joining me in the studio are two members of the band. Gina Botia, welcome.
Hello, thank you.
Daniela Vergara, welcome.
Hello, thank you for having us.
Also joining us is Jonathan Chavez-Baez, the Assistant Vice President for Equity, Diversity, and Inclusion at Southern Oregon University. Welcome.
Thank you so much, Mike, for having us.
So, Jonathan, let's start with the connection between SOU and Las Guaracheras.
Very interesting. You know, as we look at providing different opportunities for engaging our students and our community, we look for different avenues to be able to host these types of events. Their booking agent reached out, and we saw an opportunity to be able to host them here, but also offer the opportunity to host a workshop and a concert for our students.
So tell me about the workshop.
So the workshop is really going to be focusing on, you know, the fusion and the experience that lead this group with their cultural components, the instruments, and just the roots of the group itself. Being from Cali, Colombia, having that exposure for our students in our community is very unique.
Okay, so Gina, tell me about the band.
Oh, we are a band, the Science 2017. We are a sextet. We play salsa music. This is the principal rhythm, but we play other traditional rhythms from our city or location in our country. We make a fusion with traditional rhythms from the Pacific coast in Colombia. And those rhythms come to our city, and we fusion with salsa, that Cali is the world capital of the salsa, and we fusion and make our music. We are six women, and we have a vibraphone, a bass, piano, and congas, and timbal, and lead vocals, and all makes a chorus.
So Cali is the world capital for salsa?
Yes. It's called the world capital of the salsa.
How big is Cali?
It's one of the big cities of the Colombia. It's the capital is Bogota, Medellin, and Cali. It's the three most important cities in Colombia. So it's a big city, but not
too big.
Not too big like in this country that have many cities so big. Uh-huh.
So Daniela, tell me about the name of the band.
Okay, the band began, or I start to play music that is called guaracha. It's a kind of music that comes to Cuba. And we are very influenced of those rhythms of Cuba, Puerto Rico, because in Cali, the people listen a lot the kind of music. So we start to learn this kind of music like guaracha, like traditional salsa, like cha-cha, of those kind of music imprint us, and we learn that music. So there's a person is our reference, because we start to play the music because we are a band of women. So the vocalist have to sing our women register. So it's Celia Cruz. We start to play of Celia Cruz music, and she's recognized like the major guarachera. Okay. So Las Guaracheras is it's a tribute, a kind of tribute of this music, of this kind of culture of the Celia Cruz. And we think that a guarachera is a person who lives happy, who is I don't know how to express that, but it's kind of happiness.
So Las Guaracheras is about happiness.
Yes.
Yes. And happiness, good vibes, I don't know, to live the life with what we want.
So you're all young women, and we're saying that there are six of you uh-huh. in this band. So tell me who the six are.
Okay, Laura Linares is our director and is the founder of the group. Laura is a conga player, and Laura is a woman that inspired us to continue the group and continue making music. And then we have Kate Ortega, is the vibraphone player. She plays the vibraphone, and she studied in the university. We have Diana Sanchez, is the lead vocal, the singer, and she plays the minor percussion too. Elizabeth Herman, the piano player. She is the last integrant of the group. She is with us 1 year. And
you forgot my name.
Diana, Laura, Kate, Elizabeth, yeah. Daniela is the bass player. Daniela is the bass player. And me, Gina Botia, I am the drummer of the band. I play timbal.
Who's the youngest?
Elizabeth, the piano player.
Yes.
Yeah.
And how long has the band been together?
8 years.
8 years?
8 years. 2017, born the group. And in the time we changed the integrants, we start in 2019.
Yes.
The bass player and me, Daniel and me.
Mm-hmm. We joined the group at the same time.
So you're the newest members of the group?
No. Elizabeth.
Elizabeth is the newest. She joined the group the last year, and we joined the group 6 years ago.
My guests are Gina Botia and Daniela Vergara. They are members of the all-women salsa band, Las Guaracheras. And Jonathan Chavez Baez is the Assistant Vice President for Equity, Diversity, and Inclusion at SOU. So we have an audio clip of one of your songs, mm-hmm. and we'd like to give it a listen and get your feedback on the other side. Tell me about that song.
Oh, okay. This song is Lo Que Soy in Spanish.
Lo Que Soy?
Lo Que Soy. In English, is like...
Who I am.
And this song is so special for us because our lyrics talk about our feelings or about the things that we want to say. And this song is about... that all that I am is other things that you can see. For example, I am not my clothes. I am not my tattoos. I am not my, my hair or my career. How many degrees you have. I am more than this.
You're more than what I can just see.
Yeah. I am more that you can see of me. Or... that this song is talk about you are more than the people say that you are. Mm. You are more, you are your smiles, you are your days, sadness, your bad days that makes that you grow up and that's it. Lo que soy, who I am.
Daniela?
This song is so, has a lot of feelings. And the people, when the people listen that song, they express how that is so special for the people listen to that music. And a favorite line of the song is, "Soy un universo infinito." We are an infinite universe. You are a lot of things, and it's so special, this song for us.
So it sounds very uplifting, very energetic, very inspiring.
I think that, yes.
Yes.
So, Jonathan, tell me about your work here at the university and what inspired you to bring Las Guaracheras.
You know, as I do the work for Equity, Diversity, and Inclusion on campus, which really looks at the environment, the culture, the sense of belonging of our students, faculty, and staff, you know, we look at different avenues or opportunities where you can uplift people, where you can uplift identities, where you can uplift differences that we may not be exposed to. And this opportunity allows us to do that, to be able to expose something that we're not used to, something different, learn something new, learn about a different culture, learn about the empowerment of women, women in music, women artists, salsa in Ashland. I mean, what better recipe can that be? So that is one of the goals of my office, to be able to expose those opportunities, create a place where we can celebrate difference, where we can have a place where we can all come together from different walks of life, different ideologies, and just enjoy the beauty of music.
Well, how many people you expect to be at this workshop, and how long is the workshop?
The workshop is open to our students. It's part of a class, and then the concert will be open to the whole community.
Okay, and what time will it come?
The workshop is 1:30 p.m. in the music recital hall, and the concert is at 7 p.m. also in the music recital hall. Doors open at 6 p.m.
Okay, doors open at 6 p.m. at the music recital hall on the campus of Southern Oregon University. So, Daniela, your band has been on tour.
Yes.
I understand.
We are on a tour, yes.
Tell me about the tour.
Okay, the tour, we are here in United States around 2 months. We will be there 12 days more. This is the last part of the tour. Being here in the United States, it's a beautiful experience for us, like a band, an experience for each one, like a person, we know many places, and we know many people, and it's inspiring us. It's so important experience for us.
Gina, what do you hope the outcome will be from this tour?
Okay.
The experience.
The experience?
Yes.
¿Qué es lo que esperas que sea el resultado de esta gira?
Okay. Daniela says that it's very important for us, like a human, like a person, like a musician, and we hope that the people can listen our music, can know Colombia, can know our culture, our feelings, and we hope that our music make the instrument for all people to be free, to enjoy, and we want to travel more. We want to come back to Oregon. We love Oregon, and we hope that we can come back to this country many times.
We hope so as well. Your music is very beautiful. Unfortunately, this is the time we have to go. Thank you all.
Thank you.
I want to say something. I think that is important that people know that we are here because a program that we won is a United States program, and it supports bands like us. We're an independent group, so it's important that people know that we are here by Mid-Atlantic Arts. Thank you, Mid-Atlantic Arts, for bring us this opportunity. And thank you, all the people that listen to us.
Thank you, Jonathan, and thank you all people of Oregon.
And thank you for coming.
Jefferson Public Radio.